Apocalypse and Avocados.
This is Apocalypse and Avocados. We're being petty as an art form. Today, we're sharing our pettiest moments and celebrating the small victories. I'm joined with Carissa and Sean, my co-hosts for the evening. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty good.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Awesome. So we're going to dive right in today. Does anybody have a petty revenge story that they want to share?
Oh, I was a real petty Betty and it wasn't that long ago.
Oh, feel free. Spill the tea.
Oh, man. Should I elaborate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That goes without saying.
So petty Betty story. There was a girl that I was talking to. We had hooked up or whatever. I was recently single. She was still in a relationship. And she had asked for space to figure things out. She was a little confused. Not even 24 hours later, she was texting me to see how I was doing. And I was just so annoyed with the fact that she needed space. After we hooked up, I was kind of rude. And I told her that, you know, it's fine or whatever. I'm just disappointed. And I guess that set her off.
Oh, disappointed. You hate hearing that when you're a kid. Imagine an adult.
Yeah, I went there. So anyway, after I said what I said, it clearly set her off. And she basically told me, she was like, well, having lunch with your ex today and keeping that a secret from me is basically my cue to exit left. And my response to her was, you're in a whole relationship, essentially. So I don't understand why we're going there. Matter of fact, I'm going to text your girlfriend and I'm going to tell her everything that happened.
Oh, geez.
So I did.
Talk about petty.
Mind you, this all happened while I was at work on my lunch break. Oh. And my recent ex is sitting right next to me and she's trying to get back together with me. That wasn't even the case. I didn't even invite her to lunch that day. She showed up on her own. But I was so mad. I texted everybody. I told my ex everything that happened. And I just went off. I think that's the pettiest moment I've ever had, but it felt really fucking good to be petty that day. And I'm grateful now because they both still talk to me, you know, and we moved past it. But yeah, not my best moment.
No, but it felt good. That's it. All that matters.
It felt fucking great to be petty and be spiteful. Yes, it did. Okay, you're going to come at me sideways? Well, guess what? I can play that game too.
How about you, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm petty mayonnaise over here. But I'm trying to think of a good one to specifically to talk about. I feel like I may have already talked about this before. But I had a friend back years ago, and he'd like to talk about everybody. So he caused an issue with a friend of ours by, I don't know, going out and airing some of her information that may or may not have been true, and tried to blame it on me, essentially, that it was out there, even though it was him and his partner that, you know, put it out there. And so I called his partner and told him that he cheated on him with me and my current boyfriend, which was true. He had in his partner's parents' house. Yeah, while his partner was passed out. Yeah, so that was also when the girl who liked to pull on her bits, she was there too. Pulling on her bits at one point in the night.
I don't know if this is being petty. Well, it just sounds like you're being evil. Vindictive.
That's what petty is.
I thought it was just like sitting here, like getting one over on them. But I don't know. I guess it is kind of being revenge.
Well, maybe I'm just evil then. Am I the drama? Am I the villain?
Put that in your bio, in your dating app.
I mean, if that's what petty is, then I guess I'm just an awful person.
Oh, well, why don't you give us an example of what you, from your experience, what you would consider petty?
I'm kind of scared to hear what he has to say.
Because maybe we're thinking about this the wrong way, and maybe that will cause us to think differently.
I don't know. I've done a lot of things I consider petty, like pissing in someone's gas tank because they took my parking spot.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, that made me think of another one.
See,
but
I think I think that's where you were going with it. I think that it's like, because it was people that we knew, and it's more like a, I don't know. I know I kind of, pettiness should be more on a level of like, you don't need to get even, but you feel the need to get even.
Yeah, like putting dog shit in a paper bag and throwing it in someone's hot ass car on a summer day.
You've done that?
A few times.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you shouldn't be sitting there and talking shit. And then, you know, like when people are talking shit and you come into the room and then they just go silent.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's obvious.
So obviously you're talking about me, and then I give you the opportunity to come be truthful, come forward with it. And if you don't want to, then you're like shit to me. So you should smell like it.
Wow.
Well, anyway, I guess that's my version of being petty. Two little stories there.
I'm petty at Walmart all the time.
Oh, do tell.
Well, you know the ladies that, or it could be a guy too, doesn't matter, but the people that leave their carts in front of like a random fridge or shelf in the fucking aisle.
And they're three aisles away.
And they're three aisles away looking for something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you want to get to whatever they're looking at, but you don't know where the fuck they are to ask them to move their cart. Well, bitch, I'm bumping your cart now. And when you come back, I don't give a shit. Your cart was in my way and I needed to get the Cheez-Its on the bottom shelf. Just saying.
Yeah, see, that's what I think about being petty. But it, I don't know. I feel like everybody has it. You should do it. It's healthy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I definitely have a lot of petty moments, but I can't think of one right off the top of my head.
Yeah, like when you get back at somebody, just it didn't need to happen, but it made you feel good in the moment.
I'm going to tell you a good
one. Every day with my coworker.
I have a good one. This was a long time ago, and I'm not even going to say where I worked because it was a seasonal job. Let's just leave it at that. And I was in my 20s, and I was extremely petty in my 20s.
I think I know this story.
So I worked at this store. It was retail, and one of my friends walked into the store, and he was looking to make a big purchase. And at the store, you have to meet a certain commission and sell so many items by the end of your shift. I had, I think it was like $200 or $300 left to make my goal for the day before leaving. And so my friend walked in, he's shopping around, I'm helping him. I went and got all the shoes or whatever he wanted, the socks. You probably can guess where I worked. I got all the stuff he wanted. Essentially, he's making a $250 purchase, which was close to my goal. I did all the work for it, the customer service, the measuring the foot, the, you know, all that. I go to the register to ring him out, and my petty ass boss rings him out under her account right in front of me.
No fucking credit for the sale. That's terrible.
I was so fucking pissed. I knew she drove her boyfriend's Mercedes to work every day. If something happened to her Mercedes. Or his Mercedes.
Oof.
Uh-oh. So I walked by and I might have keyed it.
Might have.
Might have.
Might not have, though.
All the way from the back end of the car to the front end of the car. Might have, I'll say. I was so upset.
I have a petty story that similar to that, but not quite as... now I feel like it's kind of... minor leagues compared to yours. So I had a seasonal job and selling fragrances one year, and I worked Black Friday. I actually had two jobs at the time. So I went from working like 2 or 3 in the morning at one job to then having, I think, like an hour off and then working another 8-hour shift at the next job in retail. And I made a decent amount of money in commission for sales that day. And when I came in to pick up my check, the 2 weeks later or whatever it was, there was like no commission in it. And I asked the boss, oh, what happened? Why is it, just does it take longer? Oh, all of those sales got returned. Every single sale that I made got returned. Every single sale.
That's ridiculous.
Every sale got returned. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. And so then I worked that shift that I had to work. And then the next one, when I knew she would be, it was just me and her in the store, I called in for the like on-call shift I had at the beginning of the shift, like, as if I was going to come in, and then I didn't fucking show up at work.
Oh, I like
made
that.
Her close the store by herself.
Good for you.
Fuck that.
There was the one where you worked at the gas station and your boss would leave early all the time and tell you that you needed to close the store even though you weren't scheduled. So the day that he quit, he left the store unattended, the gas station.
Yeah.
For hours.
Wow.
So essentially he told me that because I was his assistant manager, it was my responsibility to cover any shift when a cashier couldn't work. So it didn't matter if I had already worked 40, 50, 60 hours that week, I was still expected to work whatever their shift was. So there was one time when he expected me to do it, like someone had called out and then he wanted me to work an overnight on top of working what I had already covered. And I did it. And then I said, fuck this. I am not doing this anymore. I took the deposit. I dropped off at the bank, which they're lucky I did that. And then I never showed back up. I said, fuck you.
Right. I have one. When I used to work at a specific company and they were open on the weekends, but only on Saturday. And I used to take calls and I was a supervisor at this particular company. And you always had to have a supervisor on shift. And I do not volunteer for my Saturdays. I work Monday through Friday. I did not volunteer my Saturdays. And they're like, you have to do, this became like a new rule, you have to do at least 2 Saturdays a month. And I'm like, the fuck I do? Like, I don't need to go in on Saturdays. It's still not in my contract. Now you're going to change the rules. No. But they ended up making me do it. So I went in and I had eaten, like, because I'm lactose intolerant, I had eaten a lot of cheese and a lot of milk, and I went in, I'm like, I don't feel good, guys. I don't feel good. And they're like, oh, well, you can sit there. You don't have to take any calls. And then I, like, went to the bathroom, and I came back, and it's like, I have explosive diarrhea. I need to go home. Like, it's violent. I might break porcelain. So I need to fucking go home. Otherwise, I'm going to shit myself in this. So I ended up leaving. That was my petty way of getting back for you making me work Saturdays. I would literally take a shit in my cubicle if it made me not have to be there.
This is almost as good as having a seizure and banging your head off the desk.
Oh, yes. I used to tell our, we'll get to that. But, you know, sometimes things can go too far. Especially when being petty. Have you guys ever experienced, like, or what, where do you feel like it's the line with that?
With pettiness?
With anything that's happened to you. Do you feel like you went too far? Did you learn anything from it?
I did go too far on the first story that I told. I went too far texting her girlfriend and getting crazy. However, I don't regret it fully because we could still be in that predicament at this moment, and we're not. So. But I do also regret how I went about it because I didn't have to stoop down to that level.
I mean, in the stories I told, no, I don't regret it. The friend had it coming. There was no reason to blame me for something you did. So yeah, you want to air other people's shit, I'm going to air your shit too. You get what you have coming to you, or you, what goes around comes around. But I think I've definitely crossed a line at times and done things that I'm not proud of.
Chaz?
I mean, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. That's the problem.
Everybody's sitting here and they're so structured with their responses.
Well, like, I can think of lots of things that I've done that I regret, but it's not really along the lines of being petty.
Gotcha. That makes sense. I don't regret keying the Mercedes.
Yes.
I mean,
that's what I was asking.
I mean, possibly keying the Mercedes. Yes. I do not regret that at all. She had it coming because I ended up getting fired for no reason. I got fired because she got mad at me. Well, now you have a scratch on your car.
Her car.
Or her boyfriend's car, sorry. Yeah, it was her boyfriend's car.
That you allegedly did.
That I allegedly keyed, yes.
Yes. But you don't think that any time that you've done something that you've gone too far?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Definitely.
Did you learn anything from that?
Did I learn anything from keying the Mercedes? I mean, allegedly keying the Mercedes. Yeah, that I don't need to stoop to that level to get back at somebody. Sometimes silence is the best revenge, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I can't think of a specific situation, but I know that there have been cases of me, you know, reacting in such a way that I'm not proud of. And looking back on it, I can think, well, you know what? Maybe you just need to take a breath and look at the situation again, because it might not be as bad as you think.
Well,
I think that the only lesson that I've really learned from my pettiness is how not to get caught.
I mean, yeah, that's a good one.
It's only legal if you don't get caught. I mean, if you get caught.
If you get caught.
But yeah, just speaking of it, it is, why do you guys think it feels so good in the moment to be petty or overall?
I think maybe mine stems from like having been pushed around a lot my whole life because everybody thinks I'm a pushover just because I'm nice. Do not mistake my kindness for weakness.
Yeah.
That's what it is for me for sure.
Do you feel like you're getting one over on the man or the woman?
I sure the fuck am in that moment.
Do you think that's why it feels so good?
That's why it feels fucking amazing.
Do you recommend people be petty more often?
No. Yes. Yes.
Yes, I do.
Sometimes it's just necessary, I think.
I think it's human nature that when we're treated a certain way, we need to respond. I don't think that everyone wants to respond the same way, but I think that everyone is entitled to responding in a way that makes them feel better. As long as you're not hurting someone, like actually hurting someone.
That's what I was going to say. I didn't hit anyone. I thought about it, but I didn't do it.
Just shopping carts.
Just shopping carts, right. I'm only hitting shopping carts. That is so annoying, though. Come on. When you go to the store, isn't it annoying when you're trying to get something on the shelf and somebody leaves their fucking cart there and they're 20 aisles away?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's also, I fucking can't stand when you're driving and then someone pulls out in front of you and they go slower.
Yes.
And you're like stuck behind them. I told Sean this the other day. It is a good thing I do not have millions of dollars, because I would drive a fucking car and every time somebody pissed me off, I would ram them. I would buy new cars all the time, constantly, because I would just be fucking hitting people. I know it.
Can you imagine what that insurance would be like?
Who fucking needs insurance?
Who needs insurance? You're doing hit and runs.
And then when they're like, ah, you hit me, I'll be like, I'm sorry, I sneezed.
I pooped my pants.
I had to shit. You pulled out in front of me. This is your fault.
You ever have somebody flash their lights at you from behind you? Like they want you to hurry up and it's like, then fucking go around. I have a petty story about that. Yes. I was a psychopath. I was a monster in my 20s. So I'm driving down Route 9 and I'm heading back to Worcester, and there's a car full of like younger teenagers. I wasn't much older. I was like maybe 22. But they're all behind me and they're riding my ass. And because I'm not going fast enough for them, they start flashing their lights at me like a psycho. So guess what I did? I slowed right the fuck down. And because I slowed down, they got pissed and they started racing me. Okay. Now, Route 9 is a single lane on both sides going either direction. There's no lanes that you can cross over. And they're staying right next to me like playing chicken. And I was like, oh, we're not going to do this. I took a full bottle of Coke and I whipped it at their windshield and they slammed the brakes and I gunned it and I was out.
Oh, my God.
The perfect petty example.
I was thirsty after that, but geez.
Well, they were thirsty, too, I guess. That shit is awesome. Like, same thing on the highway. When you're in the high speed lane, someone comes flying up behind you and then they start flashing their lights and shit. Like, I don't need the fucking seizure, asshole. I've brake checked quite a few people. I have. Somebody has gotten so close and I slam on the brakes and all you hear is, and then you gas it. So don't, moral of the story, do not flash your lights at me on the highway.
Or me going down Route 9 because you get hit with something.
Oh, it'd be worse if it was like Never mind. you threw a Coke bottle, but I mean, imagine if it was that time of the month and you just...
Oh my God.
Ripped it out.
Ew.
Stuck to the windshield.
Oh, oh, that's so gross.
That's you. That's more than being petty. That's just fucking nasty.
Says the one who just showed the crazy, like, lady.
Oh yeah,
that was out there. Rage.
Yeah, we'll talk about her in a little while. But Sean, why do you think it feels so good?
I mean, I think it's like you're saying, it's human nature. It just, when someone does something that pisses you off, it just feels so good to return the favor.
Yeah.
It just feels so good to like get them equally as angry as you were.
Yeah.
Or even maybe not angry, but just like disoriented or thrown off. Just throw that wrench right into their day like they did to you.
It's because they don't expect you to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Because they think, oh, this is sweet little Sean. Sean's not going to do anything to me.
Sean's
little did you know.
I feel like that's why I can't think of anything, because every single thing that I'm doing is petty. all the time, every day.
What about petty emails?
Oh.
How about you guys? Petty? Are you petty in emails for work?
All the fucking time. I swear my coworkers wait until I'm no longer at work to message me because they don't want to deal with how petty and annoying I am. My new thing is, if your question is stupid, I just don't answer you.
Silence is the best revenge.
I just
said it.
Don't answer you. 3 weeks later, they're like, did you ever get this message? Yeah. What was your response?
That.
Silence. That's my response.
You got it? You got my response?
No, let's try it again.
I have a work story, a petty work story. So there's a coworker that I have that I've talked about this before. He loves to put meetings on my schedule. And I had a client who wanted to meet sooner to work on the portion of their campaign that I help with. And I was not available. So I sent him my colleague's calendar link so he could book with him. He booked an appointment with him, and then the coworker who's always putting meetings on my schedule messages the person this client is booked with, asking him to join a meeting at the same time as his meeting with said client. And so he messages me to ask if I can take his meeting. He mentioned that it was to join a meeting for this other person and that it wasn't really a meeting he needed to be in. It was the other person's meeting. I'm like, no. Nope, not taking it. Sorry. If it was your meeting, I would do it, but I'm not doing it for him.
I don't like him. He looks weird. He's fucking wall-eyed.
That.
I'm not taking it.
But you were thinking it.
He has a weird speech impediment. I don't like the way his profile looks with AI.
Oh my God, so many AI profiles.
You can always tell the AI-generated profile pictures on LinkedIn. Like, mine is too, but still.
I was going to say, I can't say anything mine is.
They're very obvious. Mine isn't. Can you believe that?
Should I mean, be. My only picture is my face. It's just, it's on like an AI created body.
Yeah, it looks like, well, I look like I ate my avatar. My avatar is quite, as the English say, he's quite fit. I used to look like that several decades ago.
I think our listeners are going to think you're like Shamu or something, the way you talk about yourself.
That's what he was saying the other episode.
They're gonna meet us in person and be like, you're not that big. You should see me naked. I have things falling out everywhere that I didn't know that they could exist.
That's like that movie with Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy when they're in the bathroom together.
Oh, the Spanx?
Yes, and she's got the Spanx on. And she's like, what do you need this for?
Can't even put everything in.
To hold her. What are you holding in?
Medically?
Medically?
She's like, oh, shit, medically? I don't know. No, I'm not that big. I don't know.
He doesn't wear Spanx to hold everything in.
Spanx are not sturdy enough for me. I would put my foot through it, literally. I don't know. I think that, I don't know. I had a brain fart. People even say that anymore. No, they're probably like, squirrel, squirrel moment.
It's a millennial thing.
Heart fingers. Heart fingers.
He's really hung up on those heart fingers.
I fucking hate them. Just like I hate these god-awful mustaches that people have. Fucking cut that shit off your face. It looks disgusting. You look dirty. You look like you smell. Okay?
And not in a good way.
No.
Not in a good way.
Imagine what that mustache must smell like, though. Honestly, catching all that fucking food and shit throughout the day. It looks disgusting. Why do you have, like, a palm frond on your top lip? You could fucking wash the floors with those things. I hate them so much. This is different. Sorry. Moving on. Can go for hours on that. Anyway, so workplace pettiness. Anyone else got any good stories?
Oh, workplace pettiness?
I'm not petty.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you haven't told us any petty stories, Mr. Petty himself.
Workplace pettiness?
Yes.
I love stealing people's lunches when they're assholes. Don't even eat them. You just throw them in the trash.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
I don't love fish all the time, but when I have it, I love being the person that puts it in the microwave in the office, especially when someone's been an asshole.
My God. I do it because I don't give a fuck. Like, I like eating fish. And if you don't like the smell, then don't fucking be here.
Or the people that, they're like, oh, I really can't deal with fragrances. I can't deal with it. Don't put your little humidifier with the essential oils. Don't put them on your desk. I'm very sensitive. Then ask to be on a different floor because I don't need you next to my fucking cube sucking up my energy. Leave me the fuck alone.
Mm-hmm.
Or when I walk by them, just like if I find out who it is in the office, I will wear extra cologne. I will take full-on Puerto Rican shower and continuously walk by their cubicle throughout the day. Oh, and then they go and bitch to you to the manager. I'm like, I knew it was her. I'm sorry. I went out last night and I didn't take a shower this morning. So needed a little something. Fucking crazy people.
I can be a little petty at work.
Don't you love taping people's stuff to the desk when they're...
Oh, my God.
I love doing that.
Or saran wrap. You saran wrap the phone, and it's ringing, and they're frantically trying to pick it up, and they can't.
I never did that one, but I used to love when people wouldn't lock their computer screen. I would flip it.
Oh, flip it upside down? Yeah, I freaked out when that happened to me the first time. I was like, what the fuck did happen to my computer? Who did that? Why is it like that? Yeah. I can't read anything. My spreadsheet's upside down.
I used to love doing that to people.
Oh, my God. Remember when that wasn't, like, a necessity to, like, lock your screen? Before, I feel like you could have left it, and then when it timed out and everything locked up, it would have been fine, but then they started making those stupid fucking rules that you have to lock your screen. If you have to worry about your employees stealing shit from the company, you're probably a shitty boss.
Right, you're the one that's hiring these people.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, like, maybe if you paid your employees enough, you wouldn't have to worry about them stealing from you.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And why the fuck are you putting the people that you think are going to steal in the same part of the office as the people that work with the money?
Why are you letting people you think are going to steal work with money?
Or for the company in general.
True. I mean, I have a company card, and I'd be lying if I didn't say, maybe I need some new shoes. I need to pay my mortgage payment this month. I've never done it, but I definitely have thought about it. I see the limit. And the limit is definitely a new house.
Just like they said in Pitch Perfect, sometimes you think, maybe I could do crystal meth. Maybe I shouldn't.
Exactly. And I'm still teetering on whether I should or shouldn't right now. But I'm not. You don't need to lock your screens around me. I have the card already. Never mind.
We don't have to do that at the gym. And it's funny because every day when I come in, somebody clearly was trying to get into my computer because I have to fucking call IT to unlock my desktop. So it doesn't even matter if I'm locking it. People are still trying to get in.
But what were they going to do? Book extra sessions with you?
They're probably. Or try to give themselves a free month. I don't know. I have no idea what these people are doing. It's so annoying. Every day I go to work, it's like that.
They're trying to check Carissa's schedule.
Yeah, like, what? If you're going to do that, why don't you just go in and refund yourself?
Right. If you can figure out how.
Yeah. Refund your month. Get your fucking money back and then sit here and have your free sessions.
You want to know what I do at work that's petty at my current job? We actually, me and my coworker, we do it to each other, and he knows it. And I know he listens, so he's going to laugh. But we purposely book gym orientations for each other.
Oh, boy.
At inconvenient times of day. Just to drive each other crazy.
Is this the same coworker that has to take 90 shits a day?
Yes. That my boss gives him crap about being on the crapper.
You know what you're really doing in that bathroom.
Getting paid to poop.
It's the best way to do it. Pooping on company time.
That's right.
I mean, that's a pretty shitty idea, but... Yeah, I don't know. How are you going to sit there? You know he's doing something nasty in that bathroom.
Listen, I don't know what's happening, but...
You're nasty.
I know that my... that's something that happens at my father and brother's workplace. Sometimes the workers will disappear for long periods of time for that reason.
They have women's pictures. I was just going to say, yeah,
they have like nudies in the bathrooms.
Oh my God, really?
I mean, yeah. I don't know that they have actual like full on porno magazines or anything, but they have like scantily dressed women plastered all over the bathroom walls.
God. I mean, they work in an iron shop, so.
Yeah. It's not like.
They're used to things being hard all day long. Working with long, hard materials.
And heat. Lots of heat.
Yes. Lots of friction. Especially in the bathroom. I know that when your sister went to work at the same company, they had to, like, give her a separate bathroom because of all of what they were doing in there.
No, they have a bathroom in the office that...
Yeah.
Oh, that's the only one that women use.
Yeah, because it's away from the nasty fucking encrusted bathroom.
Well, there's only like two women, I think, that work there.
And they get their own separate bathroom. Yeah. Why are you correcting me?
With the crusty posters of naked women.
Yeah. How do you think those posters are stuck up there?
The bathrooms are drastically different. One is, it almost feels like an outhouse. It's not, but it almost feels like it. And the other one is actually just like a bathroom in an office, a normal bathroom.
So the outhouse has posters.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is weird. I mean, if you see some of the people that work there, I guess you can understand why. But yeah, I don't know that you should be getting paid to jerk off company time.
I mean, I don't think they're supposed to be, but I think some of them find ways.
Isn't that like a new way to think of money shot?
I cannot with you.
Going for that money shot. lay some iron. Anyway, I need to stop.
He's still going. Quick, Sean, get him another glass of wine. This is getting good.
I don't want to think about long phallic objects in an iron shop. I mean, when your brother talks about it too, I know he's very proud and it makes him feel very masculine to have a blue-collar job and to be able to touch long, cold, hard metal all day, but...
I don't think Sean wants to hear this about his brother.
I don't know about this. I don't. That bathroom is a scary place. but yeah, I could see your sister being petty at that place. She is. When your uncle used to work there, she used to tell.
She is, Patty. I love that about.
Yeah, their uncle used to work there, and you know they don't get along with their uncle at all.
No, not at all.
Because he's racist
and a bigot
and a Trump supporter. So I mean, like,
oh my God,
and an
he's,
asshole.
He's a Trump supporter too.
Yeah, like half of my family down there, as I found out.
Wow.
It's like just my parents that aren't. Well, actually, I don't know that he still is, because from everything I've seen online, it looks like his wife is no longer a Trump supporter. But it doesn't mean he's not. Because
I still, we've been together 12 years and I don't know all of his relatives.
When you say the fuzzy head with 20, what do you, are you just
the blonde fuzzy one?
The blonde
not
fuzzy
the one with the, like, not the frullet.
Oh, and the one with the kiwi head, kiwi fuzz.
Yes.
Yeah.
The white hair.
I know the drunk aunt.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Okay. The drunk. No. It's not. Well,
she's the other fuzzy one.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. See, I don't know who's with who. White people all look the same to me.
That wasn't racist at all.
They all look like they would burn in the sun.
Because most of them do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone thinks that us Hispanics look the same too. And everybody, can we just like sidetrack there for a second? With Hispanic nationalities, can everyone please stop thinking that when somebody says that they're Latino, that you're Mexican? Like right off the bat, we know it is
right.
A massive and country and massively populated, but we're not all fucking Mexican. I love Mexicans. Love them. Love their tequila. Love to party with them. Their food is amazing. But we're not all fucking Mexican. Okay? Get that through your head.
I want to know why people assume that. It drives me crazy. I've actually gotten mistaken for being mulatto.
See?
Which is odd to me because I'm like, I don't think I look like a mix, but I've actually gotten, you can't be Puerto Rican. You don't even have an accent. What am I supposed to look like? Rice with gandules? I mean, come on.
I mean, we do have, particular family members that love to put on an accent. However, our parents and our uncles and aunts and stuff do not have an accent at all. Spanish is their first language. They just don't have an accent. So when they speak English.
Right.
And yeah, I've heard that we do. We got mistaken. They're like, you can't be Spanish. You don't sound like you're Spanish. Like, what the fuck are we supposed to sound like?
Right.
Are we supposed to sound like what's his name from the Birdcage? Their house.
Oh, the house.
Oh, Agador.
Agador, Spartacus.
Yeah. Are we all supposed to sound like this and we need to be like, oh, I'm going to cook the frijoles and the enchiladas and stuff? No, we don't all sound like that. We don't all look like that.
It's just an aspirin with the A and the S scratched off.
Yeah. I think that another common misconception with Latinos, especially with Mexicans, is that they all think that they look like the people from Coco, the Disney movie.
Oh my God.
Not all Mexicans look like that. They don't all look like little wrinkly potatoes.
Okay.
I mean, that is a very specific part of Mexico, but a lot of them have light skin and light eyes and tall.
Right.
Like, we're not all, they're not all Lilliputians.
All Hispanics are different. They all come in different shapes, colors, and sizes, literally.
Some are extra squishy. Another one, too, is like with Dominicans, everyone just assumes they're black.
Right. Yes.
They're not. They're all different shades and colors, too. When you see a light Dominican or a light Spanish speaking person, they tell you that they're Dominican, and you're like, no. Where are you really from? Dominican Republic. Just listen to them speak Spanish. You'll know.
That's like one of my best friends. You can tell she's Hispanic, but you would never guess she's Dominican because she's so light skinned.
Yeah, and then with us, they think that we all look like Ricky Martin. and all the men, or that we're all tall, dark, and handsome. They think that we're all like that. And I'm like, no, we span the gambit and on our island, too. or all different colors. I get constantly mistaken for being Brazilian or being Middle Eastern. I'm like, that's a pretty fucking big gap.
When you had long hair, I could see it.
Yeah, when I could see the Middle Eastern there. But like, there's a fucking ocean and another continent between that. Like, how do I look like that? Anyway, sorry, that was my rant.
That was a sidetrack rant, a big sidetrack rant. Actually, I have a funny story. I have to end it with this. When I worked for a health insurance company, and I used to work the phone lines. And it was like a certain number of hours per day or whatever that I worked them. And I answered the phone. Hi, thank you for calling, blah, blah, blah. This is Carissa. How can I help you today? And the person immediately says, thank God I didn't get one of them goddamn Puerto Ricans. And I'm just sitting on the other end of the line like, yes, you did. You did. But what can I help you with? Ooh, what do you even say to that?
You should say, I know, right?
In my last own job, when that would happen, I would just hang up.
I wish I could have hung up.
Sorry, can't help you today. And the reason I would do that is because you were so content. You were so content with getting someone that you think you know something about based on the way that they sound. However, the people that I work with are not all from this country, and they do a damn good job. So you're going to deal with them, and you're going to be nice.
Right.
Speaking of like pettiness out in the world, when I worked on the phones and I started taking phone calls, I had one woman call in and ask to be transferred from me to somebody who speaks better English.
From you?
Yes. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she did that. And my friend, my cube mate, she was from Guatemala, and she did have an accent. So she's like, you should have transferred them to me. She's like, I would have handled that. I didn't think about it. And it just caught me off guard. And so I told the person, I was like, no. There were so many times that I was on the phone. Like another time I was training one of the new guys, and they were listening in on my call. And we were really busy, like the queue was spiking, and the person gets on the line and they're like, I've been waiting for 30 fucking minutes and you guys have taken this long to answer my call. This is fucking ridiculous. And I was like, yes. And I have people waiting behind you as well. It's like, I could take their call. I could put you back in the queue. It's yep. Like, is there anything I can help you with? And then he calmed right the fuck down. You're not going to be petty to me, asshole.
I feel like in customer service, you can be super petty when you're, especially when you're taking phone calls. You have to be.
Yeah, I was going to say you have.
You have to be, because if you're not, these people will walk all over you. That customer service is the worst job ever. Answering phones.
The best thing, like, I think is hysterical, especially when you've bought something, when in customer service. Like, you have the audacity to be this much of a fucking prick on the phone. I literally know where you live, asshole. We shipped the fucking product to you. I'm looking at your address right now. I'm going to send you a bag of fucking dicks.
I've posted about that on social media. I'm like, be nice to the customer service rep. They have all of your information.
Right.
It's so true.
I knew people that when they used to work in health insurance companies, and they would get really, really asshole people on the phone, customers, they would cancel their insurance.
My God.
Yeah.
That's like beyond petty. I think that's just evil.
It's kind of awesome.
And then when they would go to the doctors, they'd be like, I don't know. They're like, your policy has been termed. They really, how? I just paid this bill. Well, you're an asshole to the customer service rep. I also don't like when people call in and they hear an accent and they're automatically rude.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, I have reps that are in the Philippines and they speak perfect English. They have an accent, but they speak perfect English.
Yeah.
And I cannot tell you how many times the customers call in and ask to be transferred to somebody in the United States.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And I'm like, why? We're not the only English-speaking nation. First off, maybe we have customer service reps that work in Canada. You don't want to talk to them?
Right.
Is their maple syrup not good for you, you asshole? People have become so entitled that pettiness is almost necessary as a survival technique now.
Well, there's like this belief that if it's American, it's better, which is like, I don't know where it comes from because it's not everything American made that's better.
Have you seen a fucking Ford?
Exactly.
Well, then look at the labels on everything that you get here. How many of those labels say made in China?
Or Taiwan.
Or Taiwan, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, we can't make anything for ourselves.
Yeah, because nobody wants to work those jobs for the right amount of money that the companies are willing to pay for them. And it's
slave labor. They right got it for like pennies on the dollar on our end, but it's like some person sitting there in the factory and they've been sweating and they're making a pittance to go feed their family. And you're over here saying, oh, America's great. This is great for us. We're doing so well. We're doing so well being slavers in other countries.
Yeah.
Right.
And those are the same people who want to cry, all of our jobs are being stolen by other countries. No, they're not. Companies are moving them there because they can have them work more hours for less money because the labor laws are different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's also the same thing if you think about the fact that they've done all these mass deportations. And now the farms are wondering why they have no workers.
They're like, oh no, who's gonna do this work? We can't do it. We own the farm. Guess what people did when they owned farms before?
They did their own work.
They farmed? What a concept.
Just saying.
It's just chaos.
Corn?
The chaos is happening.
Yeah, corn pretty much grows itself. Assholes. Just get the fucking tractor and mow them down.
On the topic of chaos, in the news, just momentarily, because while we've been doing this, I got this Apple News alert. The title of the article is All the President's Prophets. And they think that God talks to Donald Trump about politics.
Yeah, and tells him, no, motherfucker, stop it.
That's literally what it said. They really believe that he speaks to him.
Right.
Anyway, that was my spiral moment for the day.
Yes. Oh, this one is our recurring segment. We wanted to bring in some new and fresh ideas for you. So we're going to do our first chaotic news segment that made us spiral. Carissa, have you seen any news lately?
What made me? Not news, but I'm going to talk about what I saw at work when I was leaving the other day.
Yeah.
I was pulling out of the driveway and I'm letting this car go by me because I'm at like a T stop. Car goes by me. It's a Tesla. So I pull up behind the Tesla. And on the back of it is a bumper sticker that says, fuck you, Elon Musk. Why the fuck are you driving the Tesla? Why? I don't fucking get it. I don't get it.
I would assume they bought it like back before everything and now they can't sell it.
Well, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
It made no sense to me.
It's depreciated in value. I can't get rid of it. Those fucking ugly Cybertrucks too.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, they look like fucking giant dumpsters on wheels.
Yeah, we were talking about this too. It's like, let me buy the most dickheaded looking car that I could ever buy that will, if you get in an accident and it flips over, it will not continue to rotate. So you will be upside down. You like, yeah. Look, it looks like a fucking door stopper.
It kind of does, yeah. Actually.
Yeah, you're right.
Let me drive around in a trapezoid.
Like, who decided that was a good shape for a car?
Musk.
But, like, I don't know.
That should tell you something. He was trying to sell his fucking semen to everyone on Facebook, right? All the women.
Was he really?
He's like, I'll give you a baby.
He's been known to like just message women randomly, being like, have my child.
Oh my God.
He's so
strange. No, he looks so strange.
He looks like a visible fart.
Yeah. And that.
You had no words for that.
Yeah. The fucking car has too many sharp edges.
How do you see out of it to drive? That's the other thing.
It's like those in the early 2000s, like the Gaga glasses that were just the visor.
That's exactly what it looks like.
That shit looks like it's about to take out, mow down a whole fucking army of people.
Speaking of Teslas and recent news, I got a news alert. I don't know if it was like a week ago or something, but apparently there was a person arrested for a DUI in Connecticut while having the Tesla on autopilot.
What the fuck? That's almost getting pulled over and getting a citation for drunk walking.
I've gotten that done.
Oh my God.
When I walked home from the club that night.
I remember you got pulled over.
I got pulled over for walking. And the cop was like, have you had anything to drink tonight? And I said, yes, that's why I'm walking.
This is not allowed.
Where do you live? I was literally looking at my street.
If you couldn't have just let me turn.
Promise it won't be a wide turn.
That happened to me on a bike once when I was a teenager.
Oh my God.
You're going too fast.
Are you okay on that bike?
No.
I said... Yeah, I'm just going home. You know, you look like you were in a fall over. Well, I've been drinking.
I know it's not a good thing to drink and ride, but I've been drinking.
At least I'm not in a car. I mean, what's the worst I can do? Crash my bike into a lawn? Or
you're going to destroy a mailbox. That's the worst thing that could happen. It came out of nowhere.
That fucking mailbox jumped out in front of me.
How about that? The woman who is with the car that you showed us.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the video. Extreme road rage. So I came across this reel on Instagram, and it's a guy, and he's like commenting on it. And the woman gets out of her car. She's pissed off, and she goes and just diarrhea shits on the hood of the other car. And after she's done, pulls her pants up and walks back to her car.
And smiles.
And smiles. And this is all on camera.
Yeah.
She looks so proud.
She made so much mud on the hood of that car. Like, just pulling her dress up. And she did it. Like, she smudged it. She practically stamped the fucking car. And then she's like, strolls off all happy and cheerful. Pauses like fucking Bigfoot to take a picture.
That wasn't a Bigfoot picture.
I hadn't seen a walk like that since Jurassic Park, but she was so fucking happy.
You know, I've wondered to myself, she's getting back in her car and she didn't wipe.
She's got to go scooch on the fucking lawn like a dog.
I don't understand it. I mean,
call her Petty Crocker because she cooked up something spicy.
Oh, that was a shitty situation. Fucking gross.
I think that's a new level of petty. Let me just diarrhea shit on your car.
I hope the hood was fucking hot.
Oh.
I hope it was hot. So she fucking burned her hoo-ha, her cooter.
Roast beef?
Is that roast beef at this point? She was white. It was like roast ham. Nasty.
Roast turkey.
What the fuck did she eat that she could explode like that on the fucking hood?
I don't know.
How do you just have that ready to do?
Right.
The color was not healthy. Say that.
I really need to shit right now. I'm just going to get out and do it on this person's car.
Because they really
what
pissed
did the
me
other
off.
Person do?
And they didn't even say.
It probably wasn't even that bad.
They said they stole her parking spot.
They stole her parking spot, so let me go take a hot, steamy dump in your radiator. And then walk away. She was there for seconds, too. She, like, projectile shit on the fucking car.
Nah.
Speaking of parking spaces and petty, you know how, like, in New England, if you have to park on the street, you have to shovel your own spot out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we used to put a cone in our spot. a city cone that we got from God only knows where, just so people wouldn't park there.
That's awesome.
But then when other people would park, you know, they'd put their cones out or chairs or whatever, I'd move that shit and park right there.
It's only okay if you do it.
It's only okay if I do it. That's right. I have the city cone. That's supposed to be there. Don't park there.
Did you know that what they call traffic cones in Australia?
What?
They call them witches' hats.
Oh my God, why?
I don't know.
They also call flip-flops thongs.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that before.
And bell peppers, they call them capsicums.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, I get the aubergine in the UK. I get that. But capsicums? for bell peppers.
It sounds disgusting.
Isn't that like the scientific name for it or something?
Yeah, I think so. But it's like, why the fuck are you going at that? And then they think we sound stupid for saying it. We're like, literally the rest of the world does not call it that.
It sounds like the pepper's going to blow a load.
Have you heard some of their sayings?
Oh, you can't fuck spiders.
I didn't come to fuck spiders.
Yeah, that one.
What?
I didn't come to fuck around is essentially what they're saying.
I didn't come to fuck spiders. Okay.
Well, I hope not. I fucking hope not, because I wouldn't want to see a spider that can be fucked by a human. That's a big-ass fucking spider.
I mean, it is Australia.
Don't they have, like, those desert spiders there? Those giant ones?
They have every fucking animal that can kill you.
They have that when they go into mating season, it just looks like,
oh yeah, like snow.
Because their webs are everywhere across
everything. It's spider
everything.
Season right now.
I'd never want to go there.
No. Nope.
Ever in my life.
And then snakes come out of their toilets.
Yeah, no, thank you.
You have to look for huntsmans everywhere. Huntsman spiders. Apparently, they're really gentle and they don't bite or anything. They are venomous, but they don't.
I don't care. They're terrifying.
Yeah, for real.
It's bigger than my fucking face.
I don't want to play with it.
Sorry, yes, I'm a masculine lesbian, but I don't like bugs. Especially spiders.
I mean, it kind of looks like a bug down there.
So in my relationships, we're going to figure out who's going to kill them, because it's not going to be me, just saying.
Anyway. Any other news that made you spiral?
I got to think. I don't.
How about this? Florida woman, dog escaped bear thanks to bag of cookies.
What?
Wait, what?
I need more information.
A Florida woman protected herself and her small dog from a bear by throwing the hungry Bruin a bag of cookies.
They say that bears love food.
It was in Florida.
Listen.
Enough said.
Yeah.
Coyote drinks from Los Angeles salon skylight.
What?
What?
A Los Angeles hairdresser captured a video of a coyote that climbed onto the roof of his salon to drink water collected in the skylight.
That's crazy.
I'd be like, oh no. Oh no, fuck this.
Imagine you go outside your house and there's a coyote on your roof. Like, what the hell?
Again, in Florida. Trapper wrestles alligator on Florida highway median.
That's intense.
What is going on in Florida?
Like,
what is it going on in Florida?
Florida always has its... For our worldly listeners, Florida is kind of insane, even here in the U.S.
You could refer to it as the country's taint, dirty taint, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Vinegar taint.
I mean, it's shaped like a peen. Florida is shaped like a peen. I guess that's where all the dickheads come from. And, oh. Joking. All right.
I have a couple things for you guys if you'd like to hear them.
Yeah, go for it.
I stuck 9 cream eggs up my bum.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Like Cadbury?
Like Cadbury eggs?
Yes. Exactly. What?
What was the outcome?
World record.
I need more.
Why are we trying to create a white?
What kind of world record is that?
I don't know. How about...
Speaking of world records, did you see the woman that eats the burrito in the fastest amount of time?
No.
Fucking Hoovers a Chipotle-sized burrito in 30 seconds.
Ew.
It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Ew. I have no fucking words.
Proud of you for being able to eat. Don't want to see you eat. I would never take a girl out on a date that could do that. Just saying.
I probably don't want to date you.
Thank God.
See the way she's looking at that burrito?
Hey, at least you don't have to, at least not Cadbury eggs you have to worry about.
Oh, that's so gross.
Ew.
Who puts that up their butt?
Why is that a world record?
Again, with the putting things up their butt, why do people want to just put random shit up their butt?
I don't know.
Why Cadbury eggs?
Right.
Like, you want it to be more impressive. Good. Do the ones that like crack open, you can put shit in them.
It's oh my god.
Plastic one?
Plastic.
It's more impressive.
So that could be painful.
Let's go on an Easter egg hunt. See how many I have shoved up my bum and what prizes you get.
Some people's gaping holes could do it. So
one in particular. I could name a few, but we'll keep it spotlight anyway. With that, that's going to bring us to our close for this episode. Before we let you go, Do we have any other announcements, guys?
No, I had some pop culture pettiness, but we can save that for another episode.
Yeah, we stand pettiness all the time. I don't think that was the proper use of that word, but anyway.
So we're going to be releasing in the upcoming weeks mini-sodes. Each one of us hosts with a different topic. Peter's going to be giving advice, so we really want you to submit any questions you have or things you want advice on to us via our socials. We're on all socials. Sean knows all the socials. I can't name them all.
All of them. We're on everything. Just look up Apocalypse and Avocados, and you're probably going to find us. It's the same picture on everything.
But Peter's advice is going to be dark and real, so be prepared.
It's not going to be sugar-coated. It's not like I'm going to tell you to go off yourself. You want to hear that from a friend. You want to hear the ugly truth from a friend. So, potential friend. I don't know. So, let's be friends.
Yes, please make sure you send in any questions that you have or anything you want advice on, because we want to talk about it.
Yes, definitely. And remember, don't be afraid to be a little petty now and then. Just do it with style. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.